everyone. This is Gary Farzana. You're tuning in to the UOP Revolution Instant Awakening. I'm sorry we're running a little bit late, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I apologize. There's so many interesting things that Laura's been sharing with me about what she's been doing, what she's been up to, and what this all means for you. And part of it is the very cool meditation that we're going to be doing during this session, and she's telling me about some of the new breakthroughs of the silver work, and all of this is going to benefit you on the call right now. Okay, so I want to talk and introduce Laura, but what we're going to cover today are going to be things to actually give you an experience. We're going to be talking about some of the incredible foundations of the Silva method and how it works and how it can transform your life. Meaning, why is it important to you? I mean, what is it about this mysterious method that is going to change your life? Well, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to distill that so you can have the pieces you need to give you a big awakening today. We're also going to talk about how you can awaken the magical powers of your mind, because I believe you can bring anything into your life. To me, that is incredible, and it's magical what we can do. There is no limit. Our wish is the command of our mind, if we know how to use it. We're also going to do a live powerful group meditation. We're going to tune into your mind, but also you can tune into your mind and your higher self for intuition, creativity, manifesting, and healing. We're going to talk about also some new developments, practical strategies, and we're going to unlock some of the truths that were developed through the Silva method into the realm of spirit, mind, and incredible, almost unbelievable manifestations, and how it's really come down into a science. And if anyone will tell us about that science and how to unlock it, it is Laura Silva, and we have her. She is the president of Silva International and the daughter of Jose Silva, the founder of the original Silva Mind Control Method. And I've got to say this, every time we do a call like this, we have dozens of people writing in saying, the Silva Method changed my life, the Silva Method made the biggest impact of everything I've ever studied. And so I know those people are here. I know they've used these methods for decades and changed their life and created some amazing things. So we'd love for you to share if any of you have had experience in the past. And for over 30 years, actually, Laura has presented Silva programs to people of all ages worldwide. She is lively, dynamic, and I think the other thing that I get from Laura personally is love. You know, I opened up this session with an exercise to open you up to love, and some of you may have said, well, you know what, I'm just not feeling love today. You're going to feel love from Laura, because the one thing about her is she has the biggest heart, and it comes through on these calls. So just open your heart up right now to the love she's going to give you. And she's also been dedicated to changing lives, and she's done life transformation for people all over the world, and there's no reason you will be different. You are here for a reason. It's your time. She's also created some of the most advanced silver work and taken the existing work and modified it, including the Silva intuition systems and the Silva mind-body healing systems. She's also presented holistic healing in the alternative and complementary medicine courses to nurses and even doctors throughout the United States. So with a huge amount of love and appreciation, let's send Laura just a huge welcome for the U.S. Revolution. Laura, welcome back to the U.S. Revolution. Feel the love coming in. So glad you're here.
You bet I do. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Darius. I love working with your population and your group, and it's, it always is a very loved-filled experience, and thank you for that.
Well, I want to start out, because there were a lot of people writing in earlier. One lady was saying I'm having so many financial challenges, relational challenges, challenges with loving myself. How does the Silva method work to really bring people into a better life?
Well, the Silva method works in various ways. I mean, there's actually several real key things that we do different that many other methods don't do. And one of them has to do with the Alpha Theta programming abilities that we teach people during our seminars and trainings. And we have to remember that the first person that made alpha thinking possible and popular was my father. I mean, he went and studied for 24 years and really found a way where a person did not have to meditate so deep, such as in passive meditation or transcendental meditation called theta meditation, because that's the frequency you're in those kinds of meditation practices. And he discovered that by staying a little bit lighter in the alpha frequencies and having an engaged intelligence, like actually engaging your intellect, you would be able to activate the faculties of mind, like visualization, imagination, and hearing, tasting, touching, smelling. I mean, the very faculties that really allow you to fully associate in an experience. And by doing that, a person was able to not only heal better, but they were able to solve more problems, be more creative, improve their relationships, I mean, just about anything that they wanted to. And that was really, really special. And in addition, they could also learn to function at the slow theta frequencies and function with passive meditation as well. But that what he found it was that new way of meditating that has spread throughout the world and has changed so many millions of lives.
Well, a question that comes up for me, if there are people here that maybe don't understand about the different brain waves or different frequencies, where are most people operating at? And what is really keeping most people stuck in a reality, and I'm not even going to say a life, because our life can change in a moment, but in a day-to-day, hour-by-hour, moment-to-moment reality that they don't want? What keeps them stuck, and how do these different brain frequencies and unlocking some of these doors actually hold that key?
Yeah, great. Most people function consciously, and that's the key word, consciously,
okay,
at the beta brainwave frequencies. Now, there's many frequency bands, and by that I mean that the brain emits electricity that falls into a cycle, or cycles per second, and depending on how fast or how slow, it's labeled a certain name, such as beta frequencies or alpha frequencies, theta and delta. Although there are other frequency bands higher than beta and slower than, let's say, delta or somewhere in between, the four predominant bands are beta, which is where we mostly find most people have conscious awareness, and then alpha, which most people experience upon their journey into sleep, as well as theta and delta, which are more associated with slow wave sleep. So what that means is that most people on the planet, and we're talking about a high percentage, like 85%, 80-85% people. My father would go as far as 90% of humanity function with consciousness at the beta brainwave frequencies only. And so the rest of the other frequencies are what they call their subconscious or unconscious frequencies. So what the Silva method taught people to do was to be able to slow down the brain frequency with conscious awareness and slow it down into alpha and theta. Now, the difference between alpha and theta is that in alpha, you're able to engage your intelligence. You're able to engage your thought processes, your pondering and questioning, your creative ability, your problem-solving ability. In theta, you can't do that. The frequency required to engage your intelligence, which is really important in problem-solving and in moving forward and goal-setting manifestation. In theta, you are able to be an experience. But the moment you start to ponder a question, your frequency goes up into alpha, and then intellect or your intelligence steps in. So the two frequencies that are really important in our internal functioning are going to be alpha and theta. Alpha, you engage your intelligence, and you're able to do a lot more things. But in theta, you're able to just be experienced and maybe release blocks or things that may be holding you back, and just with the desire, the intention to do so. And you also get out of the way of your body doing what it knows how to do best, which is heal. Heal itself. Heal. The body knows how to be healthy. We step in and hold it back from being healthy. So in theta, you get out of the way because you can't let your intelligence and your limited beliefs and your worries and your concerns step in. You're just there. So it's really important for us to understand the two distinctions in passive meditation associated with theta and dynamic meditation, which is my father found it, associated with alpha. Because there, intelligence is engaged, and you can rewire your subconscious and be able to rewire, yes, and do away with old programs that really are at the root of limiting beliefs that hold you back or keep you stuck.
This is incredibly exciting, and I love the way you explained it. We have someone that wrote in, like Leanne. She said, I feel hopeless. I'm very tired of financial challenges. For someone that's feeling hopeless or tired of financial challenges or relational challenges, how would they use some of this silver work? And I know we're going to be doing a meditation later that's kind of an introductory to some of this, but how would they use some of that alpha and theta state to radically revolutionize their life? I mean, in almost a moment, begin to change reality and see it get better and better every day. If you were them, how would you do that?
I would do four things. Mm. One is to just be committed and dedicated to the whole idea that you must change your thoughts. You cannot continue to experience, you cannot experience a different reality if you think the same old thing over and over again. Because your thoughts are literally a reflection then of your beliefs. So that's the second thing. You must really take some time to sit down and write out your beliefs about money, about love, about abundance, about health, about whatever it might be in the areas where you find lack. Because definitely there will be a limiting belief that's fueling that you keep reinforcing over and over again through your thoughts. And the third thing is that you also must have behaviors that are that are supportive of what you want to bring into your reality. So if you want to bring in more love, then you're going to need to be more loving. If you want to bring in more abundance, then you're going to need to be able to give out more abundance. And that's really the fourth thing, that you need to open the door by which you are going to receive. And the best way to do that is to give from where you're at. People say, oh, I don't have any money. I say, well, have you tithed lately? Oh, no, but I only have $100 to my name. Well, you have $100 more than a lot of people. And the whole idea is to give freely and genuinely from your heart to someone who has less than you. Because what that does is not only makes you feel good, for one, but it's also getting rid of that whole scarcity mentality. It starts to rearrange your expectations, your belief, and work with the law of reciprocation, of give and receive, and you open the doorway to receive when you start to give. But you need to give genuinely and freely of the very things you lack the most, whether it's money or time or love or whatever it may be. So your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors must be upgraded to make changes in your living reality.
Mm. Well, as you're saying that, we had another person just write in and said, I've tried, and I can't. And that, when I hear that, I think, okay, that's where if somebody could go in and rewire, because we could tell someone that's what you do, but there's a wire, there's something that is, maybe, I guess, programmed a certain way. They've been taught a certain way subconsciously that if they do that, it'll hurt or things won't work out. And so that's where the theta, I guess, brainwave and the silva comes in to radically reprogram that towards really the truth.
Well, actually, it's going to be a combination of things, not only theta, that will come into play, but you need to actively participate in the change that you want to experience. And when you say, I tried and tried and tried, that means you're not committing to the outcome. You're not saying it for real. You're not committing. You're afraid of or success or succeeding, or you're afraid of the unknown that's going to come because should you succeed? Because whenever you say, I usually tell people this. I get a piece of paper and I hold it out to them and I say, try to take it away from my hand. Mm-hmm. And they'll take it away. I say, no, you just took it away. Just try. And they'll take it away. I say, no, you took it away. I just want you to try. And when you try, it's a tug of war. It's just a constant pulling in one direction and the other direction, but nothing ever gets done. You either do it, and that means you have to commit to an outcome, or you shut up. You know, you zip it and stop complaining. So you're going to get what you want when you commit to an outcome wholeheartedly. And that means that you're going to commit by thinking the kind of thoughts that are going to bring more of what you want into your living reality. You're going to start really believing the very thoughts and force yourself, if you have to believe the kind of thoughts that open the door to opportunities and what you want more in life. And you're going to start behaving as if you're already that person who has love, that person who has abundance, and because you're going to think it and act it and walk it and talk it and expect it more than anything else. And we'll talk about that more. But you're going to start behaving in ways that you are already that person. And that's why the alpha type meditations are going to be valuable, because you're going to, as we will today, you're going to create an image of yourself that has all the very things that you are lacking. And then once you create that image and step into it, you're going to associate with that you already having achieved fully and completely, to allow your body, brain, and mind to experience it and memorize it and come to own it and begin to realize that a person who is already there is a person who thinks, believes, and behaves in a very different way than the person right now.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm very excited about getting into that. Is the Silva method proven? What's some of the work that's been done and the research through the years?
Well, there's so much research that came about throughout the years. I mean, I can think back of hearing, you know, my father, you know, way back when I was a little girl, you know, literally going up to universities who and ask them, will you test what I'm saying here? Because back then they thought he was they used to call him a psychoceramic, a crackpot. So they thought it's impossible. Nobody can stay at alpha and have a dynamic mind and even talk and interact with others at alpha. It can't happen. And he said, well, we think it can. And then we want you to do some testing on that. And sure enough, a scientist at this university, at Wayland Baptist University, at the Mind Science Foundation in California, said, you know, Mr. Silva, you know, we might prove you wrong and just, you know, throw out the window all, you know, your decades of research. And then they said also, and we might prove you right. And if we do prove you right, we'll write a paper in a journal. And sure enough, my father was willing to take that chance because he knew he had something that would change how humanity thinks, that would connect them with their inner self, their mind, and the power of their mind and human potential. And he thought, this can literally change humanity at a huge scale. And so he went along with the research, and they did a very extensive research. You can find that on our website, on thesilvamethod.com. And sure enough, you know, they published a paper saying that what they found was true, not only in bringing about better health, but also confidence level, better studying habits, making better grades in school when they tested students in various populations of students, improved health in all areas, being able to have more mind-body management, more positive, optimistic viewpoints, and an optimistic viewpoint leads to a longer lifespan. I mean, it just went on and on, better coping abilities. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. Studies done at Duke University, Trinity University, the University of Texas, Wayland Baptist University. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, since then, they have done outside studies now with neuro brain research that is backing him up even today. So again, we find that there's a wealth of support from studies done in the decades past up to now that support how meditation, positive thinking, being able to have self-controls or inner self-controls, being able to have more mind-body management, and on it goes, do have tremendous positive influences on every aspect of your life.
What's the most amazing and then maybe unusual thing that you've seen through the Silva work?
What was that again?
What was the most amazing thing you've seen happen through some of the Silva work and processes?
You know, some of these things borderline, you know, we can say are miracles in many cases. I mean, people have gone through complete remissions. I mean, turned their life around completely. I mean, I've literally seen people transform their lives in a weekend. I mean, what a great job I have, because people come in with the doom and gloom mentality, with a cloud hanging over them, and they walk out of a weekend seminar with a smaller face, hope, and tools that have empowered them to make change happen. But not only that, I mean, I've seen people turn their life around so many ways, whether it's in their health or it's because they found the love of their life, their soulmate. I mean, I personally found the love of my life working with the Silva technique to attract my soulmate. I mean, I did this over 20 years ago, and we're happier now than when we first came together. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. You know, people who have changed their life around financially, I mean, completely. The stories are endless. I mean, we have on our Facebook page 116,000 people, and not only can hear a lot of testimonials and great stories, or our SilvaMethodLife.com blog page. I mean, they're just full of testimonials of people, of their accomplishments and what they have done and how they've turned their life around. But to say the most amazing is really people turning their lives around for the better, and it's lasting, deep, profound change because they are empowered with tools that will help them to make these changes possible for the rest of their lives. And that's really what the Silver Method is all about. We are in the business of empowering people to make positive change happen in the way that they want to. I mean, they're in control of their own life. But for heaven's sakes, take charge of your life. We give it away. We give, you know, our rights away, whether to our doctors or our bankers or to our insurance companies or even to the government for that matter. And, you know, we want to regain.
Amen to that.
Yeah, we want to regain control of our own life. We want to have the life that we always dreamed of and create that life, the life of our own design, and live it. And that's what we focus on more than anything else, is how to empower people with the tools that they need to be able to make these changes happen for the better and make these changes lasting, lifelong changes that only get better and better through time. But they must apply the techniques. It's like anything else. You can't go out and be able to run five miles a day without building up and practicing every day to get the endurance and the know-how and the skill. And it doesn't happen unless you use it. It's not going to happen. We have so many people we call seminar junkies that just come in,
okay,
seminar after seminar, and buy every single product we have. They spend thousands of dollars on everything we've got, and it's just stashed away on the bookshelf. They know it, but they don't practice it. It's not good enough. That's just not good enough. You know, to make real change happen, you need to come to own it. And the only way you're going to own the method or with the tools that we teach is by understanding them, utilizing them, and making them part of your daily experience.
Well, what I want to do, I want people to send in questions. So if you have a question for Laura, who for 30 years has been the head of the Silver Organization and presenting it, and also for her whole life has been exposed to this. So I want to hear what your questions are for her. Could be personal challenges, could be things you're dealing with. Let's really make this about all of you and get into where you're at. And Laura, I want you to almost move your energy into the crowd of people and where they are now. And for most people here who maybe are trying to manifest something, money, love, relationship, what do you think is different about maybe how they are being taught traditionally to do that through affirmations or through holding a positive thought or through trying to get rid of a limiting belief and by, you know, punishing themselves for doing it? What's different between what they might be doing and what you are going to, of course, take us through in the meditation, but what the deeper work does?
I think there's two things that come to mind more than anything else. One is that people often think that meditations are too hard and too long, and that's where we need to start. Meditations can be as short as 10 seconds. You know, once you go through the experience of meditating once or twice and you establish subjective points of reference with your internal experience, and it really doesn't matter what brain frequency you're in, so get out of that. You know, people also tend to think that they have to be at a certain brain frequency and they need to measure it. No, you need to be at a certain internal state of mind that is going to end in results, and that's what we want, positive results. And it doesn't take long. You can meditate for 1 minute and get benefits when you know what you're doing and where you're going to be.
Oh, my gosh. One minute.
And that's where I mean, we have 10 seconds zap meditations. So the one thing I want people to understand is that it does not take too long, and it is super easy to learn to do that, okay? And that's what we'll do today. The other thing, too, is that what we do in the Silver Method are what we call E2 meditations. They're emotion-infused meditations and energetically infused meditations. So what that does is that because you are working with a lot of emotion and subjective energies of desire, belief, and expectation, when you do that, you're literally speaking the language of the subjective dimension, the spiritual dimension, from where all things come. Because we have to understand one thing, that if you don't have abundance yet, you know, because you will, but you crave it, the desire itself is in the subjective future dimension, basically. You follow me? If you don't have it yet and it's your future, then it's subjective, it's spiritual, it's non-physical, and that's what we want to do. We want to connect with that field that connects with the very dreams and desires that you have, and you do it emotionally. And so, yes, we engage the mental faculties, but we engage the emotions as well. Emotions like coherent emotions, like gratitude, appreciation, you know, yes, you know, like, you know, happiness and joy and love. And we also do it energetically, working with intense desire, belief, and expectation, which is really important that we talk about that too, because those two things are really going to make a difference in your meditations. So meditation is easy. Meditation can be short and very effective, and your meditations are going to be emotion-infused and energetically infused. And that's a huge difference.
Wow. So in some of these recordings, actually, they're emotionally infused. So people, in essence, like, begin almost writing the reality in that subjective domain or that subjective dimension.
Yeah, and forget about the writing, because, again, you know, writing is one thing, but you know how a picture tells 1,000 words? It's kind of like that, but it's tenfold in a subjective dimension, because you're not only going to create an image or a picture of you having the abundance and the love and the happiness and whatever else the health, everything you want, and you're to create that picture in your mind, but you're going to step into that image of you having it all and then experience it in a past tense sense, as if it has already happened. It's already behind you. You've already achieved it. So now, how does it feel to already be healthy or to live with love or to have all the abundance that you possibly ever dreamed of, to, you know, go out to dinner, build a new house, buy a new car, enjoy a vacation, be able to be comfortable and secure the rest of your life, you know, send your kids to college and you know, just love your life or your partner and your health to do it with, you know. So you're in the experience, and you're allowing your body, brain, and mind to own that experience. Now, when your body, brain, and mind does that, especially your brain, it cannot distinguish between a real experience and an imaginary one. So the more you do this, every time you think about it, and on a daily basis, you begin to, like, reel in that reality closer and closer towards you. And you make it happen faster and faster every time. But we need to stay the course. You need to consistently think, believe, behave in a way that's going to support that, congruently and consistently.
I'm incredibly excited, because there's certain things that you said about reeling in the reality and sort of that subjective dimension, and it sometimes things click, and I know for a lot of people they're clicking now, and it becomes almost so simple. Like, you have all these ideas of how, but when it becomes really simple and you get these little words that make yourself go, oh my gosh, I get it now, I understand the universe. Oh, this is powerful. We've got a lot of questions coming in. I want to ask this really quick, Laura, and I want to get to a question that came in I think is really poignant. For some people, not permanently, but right now there's a challenge to even go there. And where do bad memories, bad experiences, traumas, blocks, quote-unquote, fears, where does that fit into this whole place of reeling in or getting closer to that subjective dimension? How do those things create turbulence or challenges from going there?
Yeah, you know, you're going to need to deal with them. I mean, you know, really, folks, I mean, you want to get the great things in life, then you're going to have to deal and do away and neutralize and grow and learn from the bad. You know what? Let's take away the word bad. It's just life situations. There's no such thing as good or bad in this life. There's situations that happen. We label them good or bad. We start pointing fingers of blame. Oh, if it wasn't my childhood, and I was sexually abused, or I was beaten up, or I only grew with one parent, or I was rejected, or I was adopted, or whatever it is. Every time you point that finger, you have three fingers pointing back at you. So what are you going to do about it now that you're an adult with a good understanding of how things operate, and you can, and with the ability to access every single resource, but you don't? So you need to start thinking, where do I draw the line between I have no ability to work with this or influence it, or I choose not to? Because every time you point that finger, you're pointing a finger of blame, and you're pointing a finger probably at a limiting belief, at a reason, at an excuse, and that's a belief. And you're also saying, I can't help it, I can't do it, I can't do it, whatever. And that's not true. You can. It's a matter of choice. So get over it and start taking action, or zip it up and stop complaining. That's, I always tell people that. I know it sounds harsh, but that's the reality. Unless we start really like snapping out of these little, you know, things that have been holding us back, then we're not going to move forward. So when we're looking at these bad experiences, so-called, quote-unquote, bad experiences, we have to reframe them into saying, this is a learning lesson for me. Those experiences are my the biggest or the greatest vehicle I have to strengthen my resolve, to strengthen my character, to learn, to become wiser, and then share that with the world. You know, there's no coincidence why I'm able to share all this information with everybody here. I had experiences in my past that are probably the same experiences you had, whether it was abuses, you know, because of things happen to little children that shouldn't happen to them. You know, it does. Things do happen, but I'm not my history. I have experiences in my history that I learned to overcome, resolve, learn from, grow, and become a stronger woman because of that, or a stronger being because of that. And I know how to get out of that kind of stuff, and that's what we offer in the Silver Method. The how do I get from here to where I really want to be? Because there's a way to get there, and everybody has the potential to get there if they desire. But too many people use their past as excuses for not growing because they feel or they're afraid of that growth, of that success, of whatever it may be. Too many people are using it because they're getting benefits from being down and out in the slums, or they get attention, or they're getting insurance benefits from being sick, or, you know.
Sure.
I know it sounds horrible, but that is the reality for many people. I don't want that to be the reality for your listeners. Your listeners are far beyond that. So let's start thinking, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to learn how to make it happen. I will find the right formula for me, and I will become that person or better than that.
There's millions of things I could say to that, but I agree wholeheartedly that we all have a gift, and sometimes through the challenges, that's the universe's way to unveil our gifts and what we're really here to do. And our pain, sometimes that we've experienced, is the thing that we're here to alleviate in other people. If you were traumatized as a child, maybe your mission, the universe is trying to unfold in you that you're not seeing, is to help other children in that way. If you have a financial lack, maybe the mission is to get over that, to be into abundance and help others in that place. There's a tremendous synchronicity of possibility that happens when you tap into that, and you just tweak it from, oh my gosh, what a terrible thing, to, oh wow, what an opportunity. And I saw this for myself 10 years ago, starting a new business from nothing. I thought, well gosh, if I can share my gifts and live my message and be happy and create a life for myself, I could help other people, and that's exactly why I'm here today. Now, I want to get to this, Laura. I feel like I'm just trying to drink out of fire hose because there's so much truth coming out. And it's exciting. Star from Ashland. And hey, Star, you've been on many calls. I'm so glad to have you. She says, hey, Laura, I often feel empowered, lighter, and spacious after taking charge of my life in certain ways. And then I find when I get home, I fall into the same dysfunctional patterns with my partner. What's up with that? I'd love to hear your opinion on this. Many thanks and much love to you.
You're only human. Be easy on yourself. But always remember that you can always get back on track. So what happens, that something that you can do that can be very beneficial, is that when you feel empowered, take a few seconds, even a few seconds, to close your eyes and connect with that feeling of being empowered. And then I'm going to show you a technique called the three fingers technique, where you press the tips of your thumb, your pointer finger, and middle finger together, like saying, mamma mia, kind of thing.
Yeah,
and when you press
the
tips of those three fingers together, it's an anchoring mechanism to lock in that sense of empowerment, that sense of confidence, or that sense of courage, or whatever it is, that whatever resource it is that you so enjoy. So when you feel empowered, when you're feeling on top of the world, whenever you feel like things are going great, when you feel confident and courageous, all those good resources, take a few moments. Close your eyes for 10 seconds, press your fingers together, and say to yourself, whenever I have a need or desire to think, believe, behave this way or think this way, all I need to do is press my three fingers together and it will be so. So that when you are in a situation that causes you to feel very vulnerable, or is pulling you back into a rut or the same old, same old, again, you pause for 2-3 seconds, close your eyes, press your fingers, and bring back that feeling of empowerment. And remember that this you can access anytime you need it. Don't let yourself fall prey to that. And always be open to learning and question. I always question, what's being stirred inside me? What, when I feel anger and or fear, or I feel helpless or hopeless, or that things are out of my control, what's being stirred in me? Because it's usually connected to a core experience of your past, and that's screaming out at you, you haven't resolved this, you've got to go back and take care of this, go back and talk to the little girl you or the child you and resolve these issues first, and you'll free yourself from that where you are empowered all the time. And there's no such thing as fear, anger, helplessness, hopelessness, feeling out of control, things like that.
Wow. Wow. Well, I want to do that technique. I've got another quick question. I want to be poignant on time, but another quick question just came in from another person, Ellen, and I think this is really cool because it makes me think about moving into that subjective dimension, because Ellen says, how can you feel something that you've never experienced? Like she said, maybe she's never experienced wealth or really feeling like she was really accepted or truly loved. Now, I'm not saying that's Ellen. She didn't say that, but I'm just saying that could be an example. How do you move into that subjective dimension if your current reality is vastly different? Now, her example was, I'm extremely grateful for all the blessings in my life. However, I have not been able to find the congruent emotions I want because my analytical mind tells me I'm lying to myself. I've never experienced that. How can I imagine that if it's not, in my own mind, a reality yet?
Again, there's choices in that statement that she's under control, that's under her full control. She can if she desires to do so. That's one. The other thing to think through is that imagination is the most powerful tool you have. Everything that exists on this planet, that you look around you, you know, look at the carpets, look at what you're wearing, look at the walls, the design of the room that you're in, everything, every medication, every technological advancement, everything came from someone's imagination, okay? So imagination is so powerful that you can pretend and imagine a you that is gloriously joyful, enormously in love, and just pretend for a few moments, because that's in that dimension, it is real. And then step into that you. What if you were amazingly joyful? How would that be different? How would you experience that? What would that feel like? How would that lift your spirit up? How would that mean to your health and your outlook? How would your face express it? How would you walk and talk differently? How would your voice carry out the sound of joy and love and health? And so you can create with your imagination an imaginary you that has that, and still step into that you and act as if it has already happened, and begin to make that part of your memories as well. Once it created in your imagination, it's part of your memory regardless. And again, think back of an experience in your past. How you experience that memory is very much, if not exactly the same, as you experience an imaginary memory.
Wow. I've got to share a story that one of the things that helped me actually get into this space is exactly what you're talking about. And where I lived, my first wife had an old Silva course, and I remember going through one of the tapes, cassettes, and it was one of the Nightingale Conan, I think, packages or some of the older ones, and there was just one little thing that I learned, and I did it every day. And one of the things that I did was, while I was driving in to and from work, I would literally, while I was driving, imagine myself on the phone with some different people that were in the movie The Secret. Now, this was like 2006, and one of those people was John Assaraf, who was, I think, one of the most credible and really people from the scene that I really liked a lot. I really identified with him. He seemed like he was
John.
Yeah, a really great guy. He didn't seem, you know, he just really was telling you like it is. And so I would interview him every day, driving back and forth from work, and I was using some of the meditation techniques and trying to really get myself there from the Silva work. And sure enough, gosh, I'm trying to think, it was probably about a year and a half later where actually it happened. And I had created an event and got to interview him. But what I didn't expect was where the universe rewarded me for having faith, Ellen, and using the right ways to do it, that he actually invited me on his event, and I got to be interviewed by him, and we've, you know, done many, many different interviews and different connections and things. But that is the power of this. And like I was telling you, like you said, Ellen, it never happened to me before. I mean, it wasn't something that I actually had done before. But I could put myself there using the Silva method, and it was so real. It was just a matter of time. And I used to do it with Oprah, too. Yeah.
And think about some of the other elements that were a part of that. You had an intense desire to connect with John and his whole philosophy.
Right.
You had
right.
a real belief in the tools that you were looking that you were utilizing, and you have a sense of expectation that things will happen. You don't waver out of that with doubt. You're committed. You're connected to the outcome, and you're going to make that happen or better than that. And these are elements that make everything happen, and they've got to be present. And the thing about affirmations, I may go back to that real quick, is that a lot of times people say, my affirmations don't work. You know, I say every day I'm going to, I am living with love in my life, and I'm miserable. Well, see, one thing is just to say the words. That's almost like a one-dimensional aspect of what you want to attract into your life, but to have a 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 15 dimensional, you know, aspect of an affirmation is to be in the experience, live it as if you're there, you know, move yourself through time into the future, get your life continues to get better and better and better through time. And so you've mapped it out for the rest of your life, basically. So it's not good enough. It's not enough just to say words. You have to be in the experience and use your mind and your mental faculties fully and completely as if you are there. And you can only do that in a meditation and subjectively.
And to me, it reminds me of someone saying, well, you know, I know that this nail needs to get into this piece of wood. Like, I understand that I've got to imagine something, or I've got to have an affirmation, or I've got to have a feeling. But if you don't have the tool, if you don't know how to use a tool, or you don't even have the tool, just knowing or wanting that nail to go into that wood isn't going to happen. You can't drive it in with your hand, you're going to hurt your hand. You can't drive it in with your foot, you're going to hurt your foot, or it's going to fall off. You need a hammer. You need a certain hammer with a certain weight, a certain size head on it, and then you can drive it in. And that's what I love about this, the work that you do, Laura, and the Silva method is it is really scientifically proven to be the most powerful hammer to create from that subjective dimension whatever you want, be it health, wealth, love, finances, joy, trips. And I've seen it happen in my life. I mean, again, the foundation of one of the reasons I'm here was finding that tape and saying, okay, I'm gonna do something very different. And, of course, I had to work along the way, but it became a lot easier when I believed and it was in my, you know, subconscious mind.
Well, you know, you said the operating word, believe. You know, I mean, That's probably, next to imagination, is probably the other, you know, really important factor is your beliefs, because they really do, they create your living experience. I mean, that's the reason you have the life you have. It's based on your beliefs. And people don't believe that. And people say, oh, I'm so open-minded, I don't have any limited beliefs. And then, so why are you overweight? Oh, because I've been having some problems. You know, no, wait. Why aren't you living with the love of your life? Why are you still lacking money? Why are you not so happy? Why are you not working the job that you want to work in? Why aren't you getting paid the kind of money that you deserve? When you ask these questions, they make excuses, and it's not because of an excuse. It's because a belief is running that. Now, I always tell people, if you want to know what you believe, look at how you live. That's all. It's clear enough.
Wow.
Look at how you live.
Wow.
So one of the things we need to look at, you know, besides, you know, working with the best tool we have and take advantage of our imagination, is to really look at our beliefs. And it takes a little bit of work, and people don't want to do the work. And they say they want the outcome without doing that type of work. And a belief, we have to remember, there's two aspects to belief. One is the statement you say to yourself that you hold to be true about love and health and life and money, abundance, whatever it may be. And the other is the energy we call belief. You all have, everybody has had an experience, or many experiences in the past, that you seem to have manifested something simply because you believed in it so strongly, and it happened. Or because you desired it intensely, and it manifested. Or because you expected it without a doubt, and it did. That's the kind of memory, or those are the memories you want to go back to connect with that intensity of desire, belief, and expectation, that energy called desire, belief, and expectancy, so that you can bring it into every single, what we call programming, session or meditation session, especially when you're programming for a goal, to manifest a goal.
Wow.
That's what it
wow.
takes.
Wow. And you know what I love about you, the certainty in your voice, the power. People are writing in saying, you know, I feel a sense of certainty that I can have a better life because Laura absolutely believes it. She's like literally knocking the low energy out of me. She's dissolving it because her energy is like just going right through me and clearing out what is there wavering and floundering and keeping me at a low vibration. Laura,
and now get out thinking I can. Say that I will. Start committing to outcome because I can is still not committing enough. Okay, start saying that I will have the kind of life I want, that I will achieve my goals, and start thinking about I will and picture the outcome all the time.
Wow, yes. I want to do the three-finger exercise or whatever other meditation that that you had planned for us, because I know you've put together something really special. And anything that we need to do before we start that?
I'll just tell you very quickly, I think probably all your listeners meditate for one, so I'll guide you into a three-breath entry into a meditation. Really simple. You all, you know, remember how wonderful you feel when you're doing the meditations and bring back those memories because those are your points of reference to get back into that internal state, okay? So I'll have you take a deep breath to relax your body and release tensions and pressures. Then a second deep belly breath so that you can relax your mind by thinking of a tranquil and passive scene. Anytime you feel stressed, just think of a tranquil and passive scene, and you will relax for a few moments. And then take a third deep belly breath, and you just kind of settle into your meditation. I'm going to do a brief 10-to-1 countdown, because any countdown, and the longer, the deeper you go, any countdown will take you into deeper internal levels, levels within, deeper in thought, a deep sensation. It could be a light feeling, a heavy feeling. It doesn't matter. However you experience it is fine for you. That's fine, and it's good. Then we're going to move into what we call the mirror of the mind technique, which is my favorite technique. It totally changed my life. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to identify in a what we call a blue-framed mirror that is on a mental movie screen that is past your eyelids and away from you and slightly above your horizontal plane of sight. In other words, imagine you're in a theater looking out past you at the theater screen, okay? That's what we call the mental screen. And on that mental screen, you're going to picture a blue frame that can be amplified in size to fit anything inside it. A person to person, a small scene or a large scene, it doesn't matter. So what you're going to project into the blue frame that's right in front of you is your present reality. So you might have something more specific, like just maybe a financial situation. Maybe it's a general thing, my life in general, you know, it's this way and what have you. But your present reality in a specific area or in life in general. And just kind of study it for a few moments because you want to become very clear as to what you're going to leave behind. And then once we do that for a couple of seconds, you know, for a few seconds, then you're going to move that mirror slightly to the left, change the color of the frame to white, erase the problem image first, and then change the color of the frame to white, and then project an image of you the way you desire to be. Or are you with money? Are you with abundance? Are you living with love? Are you a perfect soulmate? Are you with a wonderful life? Are you living joyously? Whatever it is. And describe that if you have to. Describe it to yourself in detail and color to give it more clarity. Because clear pictures, clear outcomes. And we must have clearly defined outcomes to get there fast. So make a really clear picture of what you desire to manifest. Once you've got it, I'm going to ask you to step into that image as if you're one with it, and then just experience it fully and completely with all of your sensing faculties. Before you step into it, I'm going to ask you to think of how much desire you have to manifest that or achieve it, how much you believe in your potential, in your birthright to have it, in your worthiness, everything. And you know, even if you have to pretend that you're worthy, because self-worth is a big contributing factor, or the lack thereof. And then you're going to say, I expect it to happen. And then you step into it. And once you're in it, you're going to experience it in all its glory. And you're going to move forward into the future through time and imagine how every day gets better and better and better. And then you're going to pause for a few moments. And out of the area of your heart, which I call the power push. You're going to push out the coherent emotions of gratitude and appreciation, saying, thank you so much for, you know, for me having achieved this wonderful outcome. Who are you thanking? I don't care. Thank whoever you want. Thank the universe. Thank the field from where all things come. Thank God. You know, thank yourself. Whatever resonates with you best. And you just express that emotion of gratitude and appreciation, because that tends to vibrate with the field from where you're going to attract it, okay? And then we'll open our eyes and then we'll press our three fingers together and lock that experience in, so that in the future, whenever you feel vulnerable, you feel doubtful, you cancel it out immediately and close your eyes and you press your three fingers and recall this feeling of accomplishment, of achievement, of having already manifested your outcome, okay?
Wow, this is going to be incredible, guys. Get ready. Oh,
I promise I won't talk so fast. I just get excited.
Oh, my gosh, no. There's so many dimensions to this. I mean, I hope everyone realizes, like, this is huge, huge awakening. So let's just be totally open to what's going to happen. All right, Laura. Oh, I am excited. Take it away. Wow.
Okay, great. So find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. By closing your eyes, you're able to eliminate 85% of external stimulus. Take a deep belly breath. And as you exhale, relax your body completely by releasing tensions and pressures along the way. Start from your head, move downward slowly all the way down to your feet. And continue to breathe deeply, slowly, and rhythmically. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat, relax to yourself, and relax your mind by thinking of a tranquil and passive scene. Any scene that makes you feel tranquil and passive helps you to relax your mind. Do that now. Be in the experience and relax. Take another deep belly breath, and while exhaling, allow yourself to settle into this wonderful relaxed state, and continue to breathe deeply and slowly and rhythmically. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper. And you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper, 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. This is a great time to set goals, to use your imagination for healing yourself, to think of the very things you desire. At this time, imagine a mental movie screen as if you were in a theater that is past your eyelids and away from you and slightly above the horizontal level of sight. Now project onto this mental movie screen a blue framed mirror. We will call this a mirror of the mind, and it can be amplified in size to fit anything within its frames. Now project within this blue-framed mirror of the mind your present reality, or your problem situation and study it for a few moments. Why it exists, what led to that, how you wish to leave it behind you and move forward to something better. But imagine or visualize your present reality at this moment. Study it. This is what you're leaving behind. Now erase that problem image or present reality image. Move that mirror slightly to the left and change the color of the frame to white. Now project within the frame what you desire. An ideal you image, a future you with abundance and money and health and wisdom and love and joy, whatever it is you desire. And evolve that image. What is it you desire? When do you want it to manifest? Who will be there with you when it does manifest, if it's an appropriate question to answer? Where will you be? How will it make your life different and better? And why is this important to you? Make it as clear as possible. You may need to describe it in detail and color. Feel it emotionally. And now project intense desire. I desire this so much with all my heart and soul. And as you do, imagine that image of you having it all getting closer and closer to you. And now radiate out intense belief. I know I can make this happen. I know it's my birthright to have it all. I know I'm worthy of it and I'm deserving of it. I know it's possible. I know it's my reality. And as you express intense belief, imagine it getting closer still to you. And now express intense expectation and knowing that it will happen confidently. But every confidence in you, you know for a fact this will happen or better than this. And imagine getting so close to you that now you can step into that you in this wonderful image. And now when you step into that you, become one with it and experience it fully and completely as if you are in the experience in a past tense sense. It has already happened. Imagine how wonderful it is to be this you, to have the health, the abundance, the money, the love, the joy, the perfect job, living the perfect home, whatever it is that you're desiring to attract into your living experience, you already have it. How does it make you feel? How is your walk different? How do you relate to others differently? Imagine the kind of beliefs you now hold because you've been able to achieve this and the thoughts you think and the behaviors that you now have that support this you, this really wonderful you. It's so wonderful to be this way, to think this way, to believe this way. And now feel gratitude from the area of your heart and express it outward into the field around you. Gratitude for having already arrived, for having achieved. Great appreciation for this wonderful life that you have. And you know it's only going to get better and better and better. And press the tips of your thumb, pointer finger and middle finger together, and repeat after me. Whenever I have a need or desire to think, believe, behave this way, all I need to do is press my three fingers together and it will be so. Now imagine yourself into the future through time. Imagine your life continuing to get better and better and better every day and in every way, year after year after year. Imagine yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and onward into the future, enjoying life in a most wonderful, amazing way. And anytime you need to use your three fingers technique to remind you of this experience of achievement, of this you, then simply press your fingers together and remember this feeling. Allow your body, brain, and mind right now to memorize it and come to own it. And every time you think of this, only think of this you who has already achieved. And it will be so. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, and when you are ready, you may open your eyes and be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Eyes open, feeling fine and healthy.
Wow, I'm going to let people just stay in that place for a little bit.
Yes, and remember that you can always do this on your own. And the most important thing is that whenever doubt sits in, slip it, you know, cancel it away and put your fingers together and go back to this feeling of achievement. Whenever you think of this goal or this you, then press your fingers together and again step into this you in that has already achieved. Now, you can do this with your eyes closed. You can do this in a meditation. And you can do this in seconds with your eyes open, but your vision defocused and your awareness internalized. Okay, so anytime that you have defocused vision, your brain frequency can slow down. And when you internalize your experience, your awareness, then you connect with that subjective part of you and the images in your mind, and you can activate that same experience of achievement even with your eyes open. But your vision needs to be defocused. That's all.
Incredibly powerful. I actually really felt very close and almost just like I was touching the things that I wanted to do and the things I wanted to be. And I want to hear what people experienced, what they felt, what happened, what came into their existence when they did that exercise. Now, Laura, I mean, part of the civil work goes much, obviously, deeper than that. What are some of the other techniques that are inside of the deeper civil work and the program that even go way beyond what we did here?
Well, there's so much. I mean, really, what we did here is reflective of the really powerful concept of going to the silver method. I mean, I'm taking you through like 100,000 steps forward in a way, because in the experience itself, there's so much to that. The reason why it works so well. Now, we explain everything step by step in the silver method as far as some of the laws, you know, universal laws that are at play, how the positive thoughts and programming have to do with that, working with limiting beliefs and structures, how to use more of your brain and mind to master that internal experience, because when you master that internal experience, you master your external experience. They are so connected. You cannot separate one from the other. One is a reflection of the other. If you have junk inside, you're going to have junk on the outside. So we learn how to really fine-tune the very things that make us operate the way we do and reprogram programs in our subconscious. So we learn to convert our subconscious into inner conscious, and then you're the master of your experience. And you begin to be able to really have a profound experience of meditation to the depth that you choose, because you learn inner controls, and that's why you learn to control your inner experience and manage things like stress or health, illnesses. You're able to strengthen your immune system. You're able to attract the right relationships, because when you begin to learn how to be empowered and you learn the tools to empower yourself on an ongoing basis, you come to solve problems. You become clear about what's causing fear and anger in your life, what's causing helplessness and hopelessness and the feelings of rejection or feelings of abandonment or lack of control. And so when you begin to understand all these things and you work through them, you come to really love, respect, and admire yourself. And when you come to love, respect, and admire yourself, you're vibrating a very different level that attracts those very same kind of people into your living experience. And you begin to really attract, you know, who you want into your life, and your relationships begin to improve. I mean, one thing leads to the other. It's amazing how that happens. Your skill level goes up, because we really work with things that have to do with our environment. What are the things in your environment that need improvement? And we give you the tools to work on that, such as, you know, paying bills, problem solving, you know, being able to work with your relationships, things like that. And then we work, take it up a notch, and then we work with what are the things in your capabilities and skill levels that need improvement? Because we know that's the next easy thing to do. And so now you're able to use your techniques to become more skillful, make better grades in school, get a promotion, become better at what you do, whatever it might be. And then we take it to the belief work, because we know that beliefs need to be in place in order to create the life that you want to live, to create your reality. So we start working with your belief structures, restructure those beliefs, and make them open the doors to possibilities and opportunities. And then we work with your identity, like, who are you? You know,
wow.
Well, who are you in this reality here? And then your trans-identity state. So, you know, we take it a step at a time, being able to advance further and further onward to be able to become actualized, to be the person that you want to be. So although the techniques are really, really, really simple, the embedded lessons in the techniques themselves are so profound that oftentimes we don't even talk about them because we don't need to talk about it. It's the experience that you're going to get by doing the exercises, as simple as it may be, that leads to the results. Now, of course, we have advanced seminars where we do explain all the reasons and all that kind of stuff, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to go through the experience, learn to manage your internal state, and be able to work with that internal state and the modalities such as what you see here, taste, touch, and smell, you know, the inner voice that encourages you or belittles you, and how to manage that voice. You know, all these different things is what you learn through the Silva Method, and really you master that experience so that you can master your outer experience as well.
Wow. Well, I want to go through and talk about everything that is in the 2.0 Silva Method. I know we talked about some of the changes, but I want to read kind of the flurry of comments coming back. Janet said, this is Janet Endeavor, I finally feel like everything I want is possible. Even those things that rely on the cooperation and actions of others, I can see ways now to deal with obstacles and feel like every step I take is complete in and of itself, a part of the wholeness that I want for my career, family, and home and love life. Thank you for such an accessible way to move this energy and keep myself present in it. You know, I think she just summed up what was one of the biggest awakenings, is that everything is a part of that wholeness you're trying to move to, and I think that is humongous.
That's huge, and we did it with one exercise. That's why I say it's the experience of going through the meditations that is so powerful. Whether or not, you know, you're actually going to need the real, I wouldn't say superficial, but let's say we have a technique called the clock technique. Maybe you don't need to wake yourself up with your mental clock, but that technique is embedded with so many lessons and understandings that for manifestation in a simple technique, because it's a technique that you use to program yourself to wake up at a specific time in, say, of day or in the morning. If I say I want to wake up at 6:02, you are going to wake up at 6:02. That's the goal.
Wow.
That's what you will do. So what is there to say you can't manifest anything else at a specific time when you need it? And this is the kind of technique that builds desire, belief, and expectation that if you can wake up in the morning at 6:02, at 6:57, at 7:03, then you can do anything. And that's really a magical thing. That's why even if you don't need what the technique is offering you, the embedded lesson is so powerful that I urge you to go through it, because that's where you learn to master your internal experience.
Well, I know the last time we talked, I mean, you talked about people who had used, like, the mirror of the mind technique to actually be like their own personal genie and to architect their dream life, where they want to travel, how much wealth they want to have, what love they want to have, and actually bring it into form in their life. And really quickly, I want to get through these comments that are coming in, and I just want to read a few more. One person said, incredible, amazing, this was such an outstanding, astounding exercise. Another person, Ron, said, I truly believe I can see it and totally believe. Holy cow, wow. Another person said, I've used the Silva Method for 20 years to stay healthy, and I'm not at a cold in all that time, that was Bill. Another person, Ron, again, maybe the same person. My hands are shaking and vibrating through my whole body. My hands are really shaking and shifting big time. And so I want to talk about the deeper work, some of the different things in the program, because as I read them, I mean, I get excited because these techniques, like you said, they're these little incremental shifts. You may say, well, what's the big deal that I wake up at, you know, this time when I say I can? It's because the next thing you're going to do is you're going to manifest what you want, because now you're understanding how your mind goes into that subjective dimension and pulls forward what you want whenever you want it. And if you get that, it's like going to the gym, right, Laura, where, you know, you're lifting a little bit of weight and you go, oh, this is nothing. But in a couple months or in a month, you're now moving much more weight. You're much more in shape. You're much more fit. And it's opening up to that power that you already have, but it has to be unlocked.
Exactly. You know, once you realize, just going back to the example of the clock technique, once you realize that you can absolutely wake up at precisely the minute that you set, because in the beginning people say, you know, I sit up for 7 and I woke up at 7:45. That's great. I said, that's not good enough. And I said, no, that's not great. You're going to wake up at 7. And then when you do, then make it 7:02. And they said, what? And I said, what's the difference between 7 and 7:02? You know, when you sit in your mind, there's no difference. But when you do that, then there's no difference between you manifesting waking up at 7:02 and manifesting an increment in your pay or getting rid of a tumor or the love of your life. So, you know, again, these are the very things that build conviction and also lock you into what it takes to manifest, the kind of desire, belief, and expectation, and really the conviction that you can make anything happen. And these are amazing, amazing tools to have. So, again, I urge everyone to go through all of them. We have so many techniques in the Silver Method, formula-type techniques and meditative-type techniques, and especially in this newer version. This is the new version, 2.0, where we've made it so easy for our audience to enjoy and to listen to. It only takes like a half hour per chapter. In other words, you don't have to listen to a whole hour or 2 CDs. No, you're going to get a lesson in 30 minutes. I mean, that is so easy to achieve. And that's one of the things people wanted, was to be able to feel their growth and their learning in shorter increments of time. And so we made that a reality. So now there's all these chapters, and you can pick and choose what you want, and you can move forward according to what you need and what you're ready for. So you can go through the Roadmap to Success, which is kind of like your foundation training, and then pick and choose, like, well, I have headaches, so I want to work with my headaches, or I want to reinforce the mirror of the mind. And it's actually step 1, 2, and 3, like beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So again, you can guide your own learning process according to what you need at the moment and really work through that. And we've added some new exercises and techniques in this upgraded version, like a 3 scenes technique, and we've also had like a more advanced mirror of the mind, kind of like what we did right now, but more advanced still. And they all have a whole explanation as to why they work so beautifully. I didn't have a chance to get into all that. But also you have in this particular upgraded version an exercise about creating new beliefs, and that I think everybody needs to listen to, because that particular exercise will help us to eliminate or restructure limiting beliefs that are keeping us stuck. And really, we need to get unstuck, and the best way to do that is to understand why these limitations were set in place, why these old programs turned into limiting beliefs, and how they're holding us back from our future growth. And it's not that people don't want to move forward, and it's not that they want to keep pointing fingers of blame. It's just that they don't know how to move away from that.
Right.
And I do. I know that this will help you to move away from pointing fingers and taking on more responsibility. And because you do, then taking charge of your life. And these tools empower you to make change happen.
Well, I'm going to share where it is, because we've got a few people asking. It's at youwealthrevolution.com/Laura, LAURA, now, NOW. That's youwealthrevolution.com/Laura, LAURA, now. And I want to just kind of, can I run through some of what's in here, and maybe we can chat about a few things. But I want to tell people the information is immediately downloadable, and there's 3 options. You can get started today with everything in the 2.0 package for $67. $1,000. So that's for the silver choice, but I can tell you that is one of the most affordable things we've ever had on here. $67, you can barely take someone out to eat dinner, you know, at a reasonable restaurant for that much these days. And these are things that have changed hundreds of thousands of lives throughout history, the history of the Silva method, and it's so valuable. Chapter 2, there's tons of chapters, just I can't even get through all this in time, but Chapter 2, they are things like the Transform Stress Now exercise, where you can actually have stress no longer drain you, but actually move you and energize you because you change the energetic reaction to stress. There's the outcomes exercise where you can literally create outcomes that you want in your life. There's the changing limiting beliefs exercise in Chapter 2 where you can release yourself from the chains of deep limiting beliefs and allow you to step into possibility. Then Chapter 3 moves people into mind-body management, the sleep control technique that Laura is one that says here for sleep disorders and bad sleep patterns. And then the alarm clock technique. But really quick, what is the sleep control technique? Because we didn't talk about that.
Well, see, we didn't talk about the 17 techniques that are in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the sleep control technique basically is teaching people how to use more of their mind to enter natural, healthy sleep without the use of drugs. And
wow.
That has to do with understanding your internal experience and working with, you know, how you – the chatter in your head that – literally keeps you awake and the problems and concerns that keep us awake and how to deal with that. We go on. I mean, Chapter 4 has dream control, and that's going to be in three different steps. And dream control, step one is to remember a dream.
Wow.
And step
wow.
The intermediate is to remember your dreams, and the advanced is to problem solve through dreams. You also have energizing technique to energize yourself, which is literally a five-step problem-solving technique that you can apply to a lot of different things, but here we're utilizing it for energizing yourself and then later on for eliminating headaches and migraines. So,
control in the advanced stage, so you're in your dream, can you actually kind of like lucid dreaming, or is it after the fact trying to understand the dream, or is it both?
Well, it's going to be both. You're going to understand the dream,
wow.
And, you know, as you practice it, you become better able to have lucid type dreams.
Oh my gosh! And go in and problem solve and go to other dimensions in your dreams and understand different realities and different things. I mean, I've seen people manifest incredible things using lucid dreaming. So I mean, that is incredible. Wow, that's just chapter. I don't know, chapter 3 or 4. That is amazing.
Four.
Okay, chapter 5. You go through the three fingers technique, and really, I guess, is it an installation so people can go right into alpha?
Well, yes. This is a way for you to enter alpha immediately. Kind of like what we've talked about with the eyes open and or the three fingers technique. It's also to access resources or to be able to study and learn better, to recall information, to be, I mean, it has so many uses. It's one of the techniques I use daily.
Wow.
And then there's a five fingers technique as well that is a variation of the three fingers technique that is able to work more with your resources and or engage yourself fully in spirit, mind, body, emotions, and intuitively in any really important thing that you set out to do. So you want to be fully engaged in everything you do because you need to be in order to manifest or to be very successful at a venture, a meeting, a sales opportunity, or whatever it may be, and or to access resources as well. So it's an amazing technique to work with.
I was looking at Chapter 6. I'm going to tell people again, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Laura, Laura, now, and literally $67, and you have it right now. You have access to everything, and it's really incredible library to have for your whole life because you never know when you will need this. And that, like I said, I've used some of these techniques to really get me past the place where I was stuck. The energizing water technique in Chapter 6 is how to heal and problem solve. What do you do with the water? Do you heal it? Do you send intention to it? What's the deal with the water?
Well, actually, there's two aspects of how to use it, or two applications. One of them is to use the water in a way to incubate on a problem situation. You know, as you're drinking the water and you close your eyes, you literally say, this is all I need to do to find a solution to the problem I have in mind. And you do this as the last thing you do, and you only drink half the water. So you let the thought incubate while at the same time the water is entering your entire system or releasing information in your genetic coding or from your brain frequencies, or maybe your intelligence goes out to seek it. So, and then brings back the information and shows it to you in a dream or in a memory recall. The one for healing, you literally project a human energy field into the water, and together with visualization, imagination, tie that in to utilize the water for as a healing tool. And as far as a trigger to be a trigger mechanism for a healing, or to be used as a healing tool, it's amazing. It's one of the best techniques, I mean, that I've ever experienced, and I love that technique.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to jump to Chapter 8 because the Mirror of the Mind is Chapter 7. I know there's a lot more on that, probably one of the most powerful techniques. Chapter 8 is healing and problem solving, and it's advanced. And one of the things there is the healing the past techniques. There are a lot of people here that maybe they've had a challenging past, and they're trying to get past it. They're wanting to get beyond it, but they're not there. How could this help them?
Oh my gosh! You know, I think it's Louise Hay who says that the forgiveness is the surprise healer, because that's the first step to healing anything, whether it's emotionally or physically or spiritually. It doesn't really matter. You need to forgive yourself and or others, because again, we're not our history. And really, when you forgive, it's about releasing and letting go of that phase in your life, that chapter. And if it's about forgiving others, you don't have to condone the actions. You just have to let it go, because you know it's the forgiver who is forgiven. It's the forgiver who is released in the forgiving. So when you forgive, you release, let go, and you free yourself of those hooks that are holding you back and stuck in the past. So now you freely move forward, freely and consciously. You made a choice to move forward, and there's no sense in being attached to a past, because we can't move forward if we're stuck in the past. And forgiveness is amazing. It's an amazing healer. So I urge everyone to heal, to forgive not only yourself, but to forgive others. And really, come on. I mean, there's so many things I did that was just, I wish we all could rewrite our history. In part, we can. But you know, to admit the fact that I was only doing the best I knew how at that given time with the tools and understanding I had, I mean, that's a huge step to take. Once I do, I forgive, I repent, and I let it go. Repent means change of heart, change of mind. And you go through a change of heart and a change of mind. Those people who say you can't change the spots of a leopard are wrong. Yes, you can change them. You can color them differently. You can arrange them in different designs. You can literally reinvent yourself. So, you know, again, what do you choose to believe? Because that's a choice in and of itself. And to heal the past and let go of that past that's holding you and keeping you stuck is the first thing you need to do, if anything.
Well, what I love about this, I mean, page I'm looking at, youwealthrevolution.com, Laura, now there's a whole matrix of the different things you want to do. So if you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, it's all in here. There's also different things from manifesting, and it shows you what areas you can use for manifesting, what you can use for activating intuition, what you can use for healing and problem solving, and what you can use for better health and mind-body connection. Each chapter in the matrix is basically each piece. You can point to where you want to go, whatever you want to do, and then you have the tool there. So it's kind of like having your own real, like, guidebook or instruction manual to the matrix of creating your own reality. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting, Laura, was Chapter 9, you have the fantastic voyage exercise, and there's this guy, it kind of looks like Neo, he's in a suit, and he's shooting, like, all these colors from, it looks like this bottle, and it's just wild looking. What is that? And if you guys aren't seeing that, you got to go to the middle of the page and hit those arrows until you get to it. There's just tons there. I could spend hours here. What is that exercise? What's going on there?
Well, you know, the thing is that mind, let's put it this way, your intelligence has a tuning faculty that we call mind. It allows your intelligence to go through time and space without any kind of barriers whatsoever. It's kind of like the focusing faculty that the eye has to see far and near. That's what mind is to your intelligence. So So it is through mind. And mind has sub-faculties of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling with no barriers of time and space. So it is through your mind that your intelligence can travel outward into the microcosm or the macrocosm.
Wow.
And so what the Fantastic Voyage exercise helps you to do is have that journey into the microcosm, into the subatomic particles or the atoms or molecules or the cellular level, or go into the organic or systems or the body, or outward into your environment and farther out into going out into the universe or to space, you know, solar system and galaxy and universe. Because when you do, you begin to realize that I have absolutely zero boundaries of where I can project my intelligence through mind and access information of all kinds by just desiring it or needing it. Remember, need is the operative word. Need. Whenever you have a need, you will find that information. Whenever you have a genuine and sincere desire to solve a problem, that's a need. You will have information, but you need to be open to it and have those doorways to past and present, to microcosm, macrocosm open. And you can do that with your mind. And a Fantastic Voyage allows you to experience that.
Amazing. I'm looking at the page. I want to read. Wayne Dyer says, anything with the name Jose Silva as the author has my vote before I even open to page one. Read it with a pen for underlining. It's been endorsed by the University of Texas, Trinity University, Long Island University, Canisius, Duke University, Trinity University, researchers, people, authors, from the person that wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull, to artists, to Wayne Dyer, to doctors, to sports celebrities, to RCA Records, to Green Mountain Coffee, to the Arnold Agency, and so many others have used this. In fact, I'm looking at this here, 47,794 Silva Method customers, and
of
so
this
many
product, but we have millions throughout the world of the Silva Method in the 5 decades we've been around.
Wow.
You know, when you said $67, really, it makes me chuckle, because
I
love that. I love the fact that we're able to make it so affordable, because one of the things that really turns me off is when I hear other proponents of this whole spiritual movement charge thousands upon thousands of dollars for spirituality, and I just can't conceive that.
Yeah.
I just especially in this day and age when the world needs this information more than ever, that's, for me, that's a huge turnoff. And you put a big grin on my face when you said for $67, and you have a money back guarantee on top of that. I mean,
we really
want you to succeed. That's the one thing that the Silva Method has always been a strong proponent, is your success. And the one thing that we do more than anything else in the world is empower people with these tools. And I just want all of you to succeed. And they have everything to gain by, spending less than what it costs a dinner.
Yes. Well, and it's limited to the first 1,000 people, but I think we're going to be okay. But I want to let you guys know, if it totally takes off, we're going to go back to Laura and say, hey, Laura, can we extend this out? So I would get on it now. Laura, I'm going to remind people that uwealthrevolution.com/Laura, LAURA, now. Well, Laura, thank you so much for being here. Really quick, we're right at time. Any quick final words for anybody that maybe feels they need some encouragement, they need some love, they need to know it's possible for them, and I know that's been the whole thrust of what we're doing here, but anything that's coming to your heart right now for those people?
First of all, I'm looking at this man with a world in his hand, and that's you. I mean, you can create the life of your design and live it. You have within you everything you need to make your reality happen, whatever it is that you desire. Our Creator didn't set us here without the ability to create. We're creating the image of our Creator in that same way, to create the life of our desires, of our dreams, and to have it all. Remember that you are a fortunate child of an abundant and generous Father. So dare to thrive. You have everything to gain by just taking that one step and making it happen. And stay in the course, be tenacious, and keep your eye on the goal. But just stay the course, and you will make it happen. You will make it happen.
Thank you so much for being here, Laura. Incredible session, incredible work, and incredible exercise, and incredible offer for $67 to go deeper into all of this, and I'm astounded. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Darius, and thank you all who are listening. I love you guys. You really are amazing, and you fill me with so much love and goodness. You've made my weekend, my day, my life. It's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.